Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Lamed Tes, Baba Metzia 39a, pagination is 77, starting from the bottom of the page, about 10 lines up. There's the two dots at the end of a line, and then we begin. Amar Rav Huna said, Eimo Ridin Katan L'Nechse Shavui, you're not allowed to send down a minor, a child, into the property of someone who was captured. What the issue here is that a person was captured. This was something that they unfortunately had to deal with. It shows up in halacha quite a bit. We have a mitzvah called Pidyon Shivuyim, redeeming captives. We have halachas regarding a woman who was captured, and we have a concern that she might have been assaulted intimately during that time while she was in captivity. All kinds of laws regarding the wife of a Kohen in particular. If the woman has somebody to attest that she was able to remain distant from the captors, or if there's no such testimony, how do we handle it? Right now, we're focused on the property. So the person has been captured. They're out of the picture. What do we do with the property? We want it to be cared for. It's, on some level, an issue of Ashavas Aveda, returning lost objects, making sure things are maintained. The halacha here is that a child is not allowed to be appointed to such a position to be the caretaker. Says Rashi, afilu hu ra'i l'yorsho, even if it's a child who's fitting to be an inheritor, and we figured that we would play ourselves safe and put the child in as the caretaker, mimonafshach, either or. If the captured person is still alive, so then this child is acting as caretaker. If the captured person has been killed, so then this person is the legitimate inheritor. And it sounds like a very comfy type of solution. And the Gemara tells us you're not allowed to do that. Because we're worried that the child, being underage and with poor judgment, could ruin the property. Mutav shayorid lohem ishnachri, better that Bezdin should appoint a foreign person, so to speak, a person outside of the family in order to take care of things. Also, velokarov lenichse katon, and we're not allowed to send in a relative onto the property of an underage person. If you have a child who inherited property, so we would appoint a caretaker to make sure that the property is tended to, and one of the easy suggestions out there might be to appoint a relative to take care of things, and the Gemara is telling us you're not allowed to do that. Rashi explains, since the child doesn't know how to object after a period of time with the rules of chazaka, that if a person is there for 3 years, then he's able to claim that he lost his documentation. I've been here for 3 years, no one said a word. Also, haikarov l'echzukei bohen, we're worried that the relative will make a chazaka on the property, velomar, and will claim l'chelek yirushaso bo, that since he's a relative and is also an inheritor of however the child under discussion got this property, we're worried that this relative will claim this was part of my inheritance when we did the division and it's mine. And the child wouldn't be able to be savvy to object. Whereas if you put on a foreigner, so then he'll never claim, it came to me. How did it come to you? If it was inherited by the child, you're not an inheritor of that family, so it couldn't have come to you by inheritance, and the child is underage, he didn't sell it to you, how did you get it? And that's why we say, Tov lam lahoridish nachri, better to put on a foreign person, a person outside the family, the lomotze lemitten behu yurusha, who would never be able to claim inheritance. So again, we have two rules. Number one, we don't put in a child into the property of someone who's captured. And number two, we don't put a relative into the property that belongs to a child. Let's turn the page and appreciate a story and the shaila inherent to this story. Starting at the top of the page, about 10 lines down, at the end of a line, Hahi Safta, there was an older woman. Dahavyula Talas Bansa, she had three daughters. Ishtavoi Ivechada Barata, she got captured together with one of her daughters. Idach Tarti, and of the remaining two daughters, Shechiva Chada Minayu, one of them died, Vishavka Yanuka, and left over a child. So these Tarti Bansa, these two daughters that remain in front of us, one of them died leaving a child, and the other remains alive in front of us. Amar Abaye, Abaye explained the problem. Hechi Navid, what should we do here with the property? Lukminu nichse bida da'achasa. It would be very comfortable to give the property to the living daughter that's in front of us. But that's a problem, because Dilma Shechivi Safta, maybe the woman, the mother of the family, the matriarch, maybe she died. Ve'en moridim korav l'nichse katan, and the result is that her property gets divided into three ways because of the three daughters. One portion goes to the daughter that's in captivity. One portion goes to the living daughter that's in front of us. And one of the portions goes to the daughter that died and therefore ends up in the hands of this child. So the result of putting the living sister in place would be that she's going to be caring for the property of the nephew. And you can't have that because that's a relative. And we're worried that she at some point will claim that she got into it by Yerusha, that it's totally hers. Nukmunu l'nechse bida d'yanuka, so maybe you should put the property in the hands of the child based on the possibility that the matriarch died, and since his mother is dead, he gets that portion. So just give it to the child. Maybe the matriarch didn't die. And you're not allowed to put a child into the property of the captured person, as we mentioned, because there's poor judgment, and you're not going to impose the child's poor judgment on this woman's property. And the Gemara continues with discussion of how to solve this problem, Abaye and Rava, and how to put in a different apotropos, a different caretaker to solve it. For our purposes, just to appreciate the Shaila, they're in a bind exactly how to proceed, because number one, we have this restriction, don't put a child in to a Shavui's property. And the other restriction, you're not allowed to put a Karov, a relative, into the property of the child. So both the child and the aunt were ineligible on their own to take care of the entire property. We'll stop there. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.